Part 5 of the inviting formula is close to action. The conclusion of the phone call is called close to action. Optimally, the end of the phone call comes immediately following the invite. If there are questions and objections that interrupt the close to action, handle the question or objection and then move immediately back to the close to action. The close to action step's purpose is to conclude or complete what is currently being said or done and then put it into existence. Put what into existence? Your prospect's needs, wants, and don't wants. Up until this point, the conversation has been potential or possible need, want, don't wants. Now, we make it really happen. What we have to do is create agreeable steps to move the prospect towards what they've stated they need, want, or don't want, and conclude the conversation. If you just think about it, two people talk about doing something. For that to actually happen, meaning for it to really happen, you have to actually do something. That's really the purpose of the close to action step. It puts the important items discussed into action. Think back to the qualify step where you found out that your prospect wants some things that she doesn't have yet. You're going to help her get them. The close to action step is allocating responsibilities for who will do what to put this plan into action. You're going to do some things and she's going to do some things. The nitty-gritty of the close to action is to get her to agree to do her part, which is normally to view some information or meet you at a specific place at a specific time. All of this you do for the purpose of getting her closer to what she says she wants. If she wants to send her parents on a month-long anniversary cruise, then we need to do some things that will get her mom and dad on the boat. In allocating these responsibilities, you need to be as specific as possible, without being neurotic, of course. Something like this. All right, let's make this happen. You're going to check on the availability and price of 3 cruise ships. I'm going to send you this online movie in an email just as soon as we hang up. You're going to watch it, then we'll plan to talk again tomorrow. You good with that plan? So all I did was conclude, verbalize the plan, and got her agreement. One more step we need to do on the close to action step is to plan the next time we will talk. This is putting a complete by date and time. Let me pick back up at the end of that conversation and continue through the planning of the next time we will talk. I'm going to send you this online movie as soon as we hang up. You're going to watch it, and then we'll plan to talk again tomorrow. You good with all that? She replies, yes. Good. So what's a good time for us to talk tomorrow? She says, about this same time tomorrow. I say, good. 7:30 works for me also. Then I ask, you'll have had time to watch the video by then, right? Yeah, I'll watch it as soon as we get off the phone. To that, I say, excellent, then I'll talk to you at 7:30 tomorrow, and we hang up. That last step is to narrow down the time we'll talk so that it's an appointment. See, whatever one wants to create, a great marriage, a great son, a great table if you're a woodworker, or a perfect lawn, or a great networker, requires that you create a plan and work the plan. You continually put into the future your plan towards creating that thing which you desire. And you are the teammate that is going to help this prospect create this thing which they desire and have not been able to create yet. The way to accomplish this is to create a plan, give them the first part of the plan, have them agree to it, and then do it. Then give them more of the plan, have them agree to it, and do it. And then give them more of the plan until they have this thing they want. That's what you do as a professional networker. All right. Obviously, the specific responsibilities that need to be divided will depend on whether you're sending something to them in the mail, email, or meeting them in person, or having them join a conference call. Basically, you're going to send them something, so you'll need to get any information from them you need to do that. They are going to view something, so you will need to clear out anything that prevents that. So if they don't have a computer, you don't send them the online movie. You send them the VHS video or the DVD. You get the picture? I'm going to run down a list of things, not that I expect you to remember them, but a way of deepening your understanding about what the close to action step is supposed to accomplish. So here's just a few things in general you would want to think about with the close to action step. If you're sending them something via email, you obviously will need their email address. In addition, you may want to ask them if they need to whitelist your email address. Whitelisting is when someone has a spam filter on their email account that will not let anyone's email be delivered if the email address is not in their contact file. To put someone on your whitelist, one simply goes into their email spam filter and enters the email address of the person they wish to approve. Then they can receive email from them, which is you. Something else that's nice to do is tell your prospect when they should receive the movie, Whether you're sending it VHS video, a DVD, or an online movie, always give them an idea of when they can expect it. As you learned earlier, I like to get an idea of when they will watch the movie. I want their agreement to a follow-up date and time after they would have watched the movie. You need to know what phone number to use when you call him or her back. When meeting someone face-to-face, you will need the location of the meeting place. Send them map and directions when required, the specific spot you will meet them, like at the front door or in the restaurant, where to park, dress code, any charges that may be associated, like parking, lunch, door costs, anything like that. Exchange cell phone numbers in case something changes and to ensure you can find each other. Here's an example. All right, I have your address and I will send this VHS video out priority mail today, so you should receive it in 3 days or less. Today is Saturday, so you'll probably get it by Wednesday. But let's add a day in there for safe measure. Want to talk on Thursday? Would you have watched it by then? Prospect says, yeah, I would have watched it by then. Good. So when is a good time for us to talk on Thursday? About this same time, 2 p.m. That works for me as well. All right, I will call you Thursday at 2 p.m. and we'll discuss what you've learned from the movie. Is it a date? Yes. And is this the best number to reach you on, Thursday? Yes, I'll be here all day. Okay, Sue, I look forward to talking to you Thursday at 2 p.m.